Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 4th of March. And not surprisingly, after one of the most disastrous tax hiking budgets ever, the stock market is a little bit on the back foot, so not too many situations. I interviewed Cellular Goods yesterday. Nice to see there's a little bit of a glimmer here in terms of the shares trying to turn around after the falls of recent days. Still need to break 12.5 pence, obviously yesterday's resistance, but just the chance now that we might get a break back above the 200 period moving average here on the 5-minute chart, and that might start the turnaround for the shares. I think the point that the company hasn't made properly is that it actually has synthetic cannabis oil, and I think that is actually a decent USP, but I think they need to say that a bit more loudly in order to get the message through. Otherwise, it just sounds like another CBD company. One of the few rising situations of the recent past is Clear Leisure. Here we've got a nice retesting the recent 3 pence resistance area. End of day close through 3 pence could or should be enough to deliver a fresh leg to the upside, up towards 6 pence in the top of the January trend channel. At this stage, only back below, I suppose, former resistance on the way up around 1.9 to 2 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. But ideally, there's not even any break back below the initial March support here at around the 2.2 pence level. A stock which has come through, has been in our sights over the last few days, but Futura Medical giving a decent push in terms of the gap higher today. Gaps higher through resistance tend to be pretty solid signals. We want to see an end of day close above the February peak at 21 pence. If we can get that over the next few sessions, or ideally on a weekly close basis, then we could expect or anticipate further decent upside. Just how much the upside could be is suggested by the resistance line projection I'm just drawing at the moment. So possibly up to 31, 32 pence over the next few weeks if we can clear 21 pence relatively quickly. Stop loss at the moment back below the initial March peak at 17.5 pence. A bit of activity in Mountfield Group. Here you can see that shares right on the a support line there from June. That runs through the October low, and then today's low to date is at 0.25 pence. So we've got that sort of 0.2, 0.25 area as a notional support. RSI back down there at 13 out of 100, which is very, very low. And normally a stock will, or a market will, rebound from that. We had a similar type of setup there at the end of June, and the shares doubled or tripled from that particular low. So hoping that we'll get a decent rebound from this level. An end of day close back above 0.31 would be the first signal that we've got a bear trap here. And obviously a break of the main resistance line there at 0.6 pence. Could give us a potential top of broadening triangle from June target at 1.3, but obviously all of that long way away. Need to hold above 0.31 pence first for Mountfield. Stock which was brought to my attention earlier this morning, but unfortunately by the time I've been able to chart it, it's already gone up a lot. Plutus Power Gen. Here we've had the break of the late February resistance there at 0.04 pence, and above that, looking for a top of May price channel. May last price channel as high as 0.14 or 0.15 as soon as the end of next month. Of course, on the shares, which maybe you might still be, you wait for an end of day close above last month's intraday peak at 0.055. So let's see if that is delivered, as well as the break above the 200-day moving average around the same level. On to a stock which is one of today's rises, one of the few sort of solid-looking situations. Here we've got Savannah Resources, which has found support above old resistance. It implies that we're in a rising trend channel of the configuration I'm just about to draw, so something like that. Floor of the channel around 4.5 pence, and while we're above 4.5, looking for 7 pence at the top of the late July trend channel. If you were looking for a momentum trigger here, then maybe wait for an end-of-day close above 4.8 pence. Which is the initial March peak for the shares. Stop loss back below 4 pence is probably the best at this stage. Tulu Energy, a situation which has taken a long time to get off the ground and be properly bullish, but we've got a nice bull flag here above resistance over recent days. And long we stay above today's intraday low at 3.9 pence, the greater the chance of a move towards at least 5.5 pence at the top of the rising September trend channel. And that could be seen as soon as the end of this month. A blatantly solid looking chart here coming up now with Transense Technology. Here you can see that we will be able to see that the shares have gapped through resistance in the middle of last month. So that was through 60 pence. We had a gap down, but that was filled. So gap reversal, which is another very positive sign. And an end of day close today above last month's intraday peak at 78 pence should be easily enough to give us a 100 pence target at the top of the rising trend channel from February last year. In fact, might dare to upgrade that target towards the £1.20 area, which would be a line of resistance from that old November 2019 peak. So that makes reasonable sense, especially with this beautiful hook we've got here, handle formation that we've got here as well. So above 78 up to £1.20, as high as £1.20 for Transense as soon as the end of next month. A stock which I missed totally on its first push to the upside was Tasty, but there may be still plenty to shoot for here in the sense that we had a gap through resistance at the beginning of last month at 4 pence, and that tends to suggest a multi-bagger move. We've had another gap to start this month as well today, which is pretty impressive, through 6 pence. The view is that while we're above the initial March floor at 5 pence, we could head up as high as 13 or 14 pence at the top of a rising trend channel from the early part of 2019. Time frame on that, the next 1 to 2 months, or maybe going into May for that particular target. We had a request for the next stock, which I believe changed its ticker code, which rather fooled me. But here we've got a situation where we've had a vertical move here for Virtue Capital, and rather difficult to come up with any meaningful target here. Probably the best that one can say at this stage is that while we're above the halfway point of today's range, which is basically around 2.5 pence, we can see further upside. It looks as though we're in a channel which could head up towards the 5.5 pence level. So basically above 2.5 up to 5.5, but really rather difficult to chart a vertical spike. Finishing off with a stock which I know has frustrated people for the longest time, Westminster Group. And although I think the price action seems particularly soggy and horrible, it is actually in theory, we are in theory within a falling wedge, which is a bullish formation. And as little as an end of day close above, or a weekly close above, the 50-day moving average and the top of the wedge at 4.25 pence could be the event that unleashes a move towards that December resistance line projection at 5.5 pence. But as I said, this does look like a rather bleak situation. No really need to rush in, but a break of 4.25 could be the trigger that bulls are looking for on that situation. That's it for me today. Hopefully more excitement tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.